Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Severe thunderstorms tore through the Delaware Valley yesterday, leaving a path of destruction. KYW's Mike DiNardo surveyed the damage along Church Road in Cherry Hill.
Several huge trees in the area were uprooted in the high winds, falling on power lines. This woman, who was too shaken to give us her name, was stunned when the huge tree in her front yard crashed down.
I was in my bathroom upstairs. I heard, boom, my tree in my yard. Down.
The tree, about 40 or 50 feet tall, fell toward the street and landed only feet from her house.
In Montgomery County, these powerful storms swept in during a drive-through graduation ceremony at Perkiomen Valley High School.
The winds had been picking up. They really came on strong. Things started to blow over, and people started to really just scatter for the overhang.
PV Superintendent Barbara Russell says it with a smile, but after senior year with no prom, no sports, musicals, or other activities.
It's just one more thing for these kids, so they have persevered, and they've endured, and they still walked across the stage with a smile, and we're excited.
Thousands of people turned out for a fifth day of protests in Center City, making their voices heard amid outrage over George Floyd's death. They came together once again in front of the Municipal Services Building, where the statue of former Mayor Frank Rizzo stood for the past two decades. That statue has been removed. Mayor Jim Kenney called it a deplorable monument to racism, bigotry, and police brutality for members of the Black community, the LGBT community, and others. With more on Wednesday's protest, here's KYW's Antoinette Lee.
They ranged in different ages, colors, and backgrounds. It was a peaceful protest as thousands marched down Broad Street chanting, Black Lives Matter and No Justice, No Peace. Manny from Bristol says he couldn't afford to stay home, especially when his soul, as well as the world, are at an unrest.
I feel as though, like, if my voice is not heard, along with a bunch of other people's voices, there will be no change, there will be no justice.
The protest ended with a prayer and hundreds raising their fist in agreement that the fight for justice was not over. Philadelphia officials are reporting an alarming increase in the use of explosives as civil unrest in the wake of George Floyd's death continues. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says police have responded to 135 explosive events, including 50 that damaged or opened ATM machines.
Most of these ATMs don't have money in them. It's not worth it. It's not worth the injuries that we're seeing associated with this, and it's not worth the risk to the community and the danger that it's been imposing.
She says other kinds of vandalism and looting have been slowing down as the police get a handle on where best to be stationed.
There's been at least one arrest in connection with the use of explosives. A man was arrested for providing dynamite and instructions on how to blow up ATMs. Reports have surfaced about people vandalizing neighborhoods just before unrest and looting begins following the George Floyd protests. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg explains, they are not protesters.
It's these chaos agents who have started this.
Malcolm Nance is a former U.S. intelligence agent turned counterterrorism expert. He says so-called chaos agents subscribe to anti-fascist ideals that seek to challenge authority. They show up to protests like the ones in Philadelphia, and the groups of two to three stand out.
Virtually everybody has said it is young white people wearing all black, who are well prepared, carrying backpacks.
They carry umbrellas, spray paint, sledgehammers, hammers, and frozen water bottles.
The hammers are there to break the windows, and their job is chaos.
Some of these agents were reported in West Philly. Nance says if you see them, get photos and video and contact police. For a full podcast, go to kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.